something that's not traumatic and something that just gives me such joy to talk about is Nadav Ossendriver, one of the most down-to-earth, genuinely wonderful, wonderful human beings. He starts this app, right? He's traveling. He's still at school. I think he was 14 or 15 years old. He's in the back car. He's with his family. They are traveling through the Kruger Park.
Yeah.
And he decides to start this app. And it's called Latest Kruger Sightings. Right?
What does it do there?
When you go to the Kruger Park, if you see where the lions are and you're on your app, you put in where the lions are, and then everybody can come and see where the lions are. And so you've got this real-time information being fed by visitors to the park, and they're taking videos and they're taking pictures and they're uploading them. And that's what he did. He was 15 years old, 14 or 15. Nadav, were you 14 or 15?
I was 15, actually.
15. I think it was like, yeah. it was like in a matter of weeks, Kruger had those massive, massive floods. And the only source of information and communication about the animals was his app. Awesome timing, Nadav. Awesome timing.
It was mad, because I actually remember it was the first time the news had like sourced like stuff from us, and they had mentioned us, and it was really when we started getting some traction, because you know, we're getting a name of, we had all the latest information. Yeah, it's crazy how long ago that was.
Do you know, I can remember the one picture, and it came from your site, of this hyena that was hiding under, I think it was a table or chairs at one of the camps.
Mm,
and it was just dripping. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it went onto the front page of most of the newspapers here, and I think even overseas. It was unbelievable. And you were just there. You answered the call in your heart, and you did what needed to be done.
I feel so stupid, but I don't know about this, and I'm fascinated. So is this people in the park uploading their own pictures to this particular site, or is it cameras in the park
Okay. So basically, what it does, it's a crowdsourced community. So basically, when you're in the park, you know, you're looking for animals, and if you don't know where to go, like you're new to the game reserve, or you just want to see something cool, you know, you can check on the app what other people have seen in real time, you know, as real time as we can get. Obviously, sometimes there isn't signal, but we try and, you know, give all the information as soon as it happens, so that you can go look and you can see, okay, there's a lion a kilometer from me. Let me go and look at it. And so that's
brilliant.
Kind of the essence of it.
Did it muck it up for everybody? I can't work it out.
Why would you say that?
Because then suddenly 5 million people are rushing off to see the lion around the corner.
I know, and they're going to Kruger and they're actually seeing animals.
So, yeah, I mean, look, it's a comment that we get often. But the way we get around it, though, is, you know, every day we'll get hundreds of sightings, right? And, you know, on our app, we have an icon showing the level of traffic that there is at a sighting. Obviously, there's some sightings where there's a lot of cars, regardless if it's because of the app or not. You know, holiday season, there'll be like at least 10 cars at every lion sighting there is.
Okay, right.
But on the app, there's so many everywhere that it helps divert the traffic as well. And people can judge if they want to go to a sighting with a lot of traffic, or they want to go to a sighting with little traffic. So
Nadav,
that is a real way of getting around it. But traffic jams are always going to happen.
Nadav, pay no attention to Simon. He goes to the game reserve.
No, I don't go to the game reserve. I don't know.
Okay.
To eat.
But if he does, doesn't go to see animals.
But Nadav, you're just sitting in a car like 1, 2, 3 that just like sort of comes to you out of nowhere. Like
literally, it was a moment where I thought of it, and I just couldn't believe it. I was so excited when it came to my brain, you know what I mean? I was sitting there and, you know, I was asking cars what they were seeing. And I couldn't drive. So my parents were driving. And so I had to stop them, like, you know, beg them to stop the car, to stop other cars as well. And yeah, they were just getting frustrated, and I really wanted to just find an easier way, because, you know, I was so sure that someone right now is, you know, was looking at something interesting, but I didn't know where it was. And it wasn't me looking at it. And so, yeah, when I thought of it, I was actually really excited. So it was literally a moment where like, you know, came into my mind to do it.
Now, Dav, how many years ago was that? That must have been about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, next week it will be 9 years.
9 years next week. And since then, a lot of people really a lot of people have seen what you've done, right? You've just hit 1 billion sightings or views on YouTube.
Yeah, so that's it.
Unbelievable. One billion people have watched. I mean, what does that mean in your brain? Like, what does that mean to you? Is it just like, okay, it's 1 billion. I'm on to my 2 billion. What does that mean?
It is weird because the first video I ever put up on YouTube was actually one of mine. It was a whole group of terrapins attacking a crocodile, and that got 6 million views. And like, I was probably, this was even before I started Later Sightings. And so the big numbers never really like kind of hit me so hard because like kind of, I don't know how it's worked, but all of our videos have really done well, you know.
Cause they're good videos.
But yeah, it wasn't the best. It was very bad quality. This was like, I don't know, like 11 years ago that I took that video. But I mean, you know, we reach millions of people every single day, but it's, having 1 billion views is something different. It's something about it, you know, that extra zero. It's like an eighth of the world, you know, if you put it in that perspective, like eighth of the world have, you know, obviously not, it's not like that. People watch it once or twice and stuff like that, but it's crazy. It's
one
crazy
in eight people on this planet have viewed your material. It's incredible. Nadav, I am so incredibly proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Nadav, because you know what? You have been, and you're still so humble. You're so humble, very down to earth, very approachable, very realistic about life. And, I'm so sorry that we have to wrap it up, but maybe we can get you into studio soon and you can come and meet Simon and, you can give him a little bit of schooling.
Yeah, I'll brush up. Hey, Nadav, but I mean, a billion views, that is just ridiculous.
We are so incredibly proud of you, Nadav Ossendriver.